Hallelujah. Has anybody got a testimony they'd like to share initially?
When we came in, Louise said some of her famous words. What was it, Louise? This little tongue is the most powerful member of our body. And I thought, it certainly is. And today, I was trying to, if you know what it's like to get through the doctor's system, it's a real... Oh, sorry. If you want to get through to the doctors at the minute, it's really, really annoying. And I kept trying and trying and trying and trying. And then I said a very negative thing. I said, you can never get through to these doctors. And guess what? I never did. Until this afternoon, and God reminded me what I said. And I said, okay then, I will get through to the doctors, and it will be this afternoon, because I am not going to get the car out and go and rattle a few ears down at the reception. So it's a waste of time. I don't have the time to waste. So I picked my phone up and I said, and this time's going to be it. And this time it was. I can't say I got the information I needed, but it's a starting point. Oh, praise God. Your confession, Louise, is extremely important. Amen.
My CPN comes today and they can't get over how well I am. CPN comes today and she couldn't realise how well I am, and even our Janet, who doesn't believe, admits that the church and my Bible have made me so well. I even ended up reading three verses out of the Bible to prove I was right.
What an inspiration she is.
I know, it is incredible, there's no doubt about it. And this is the power of the Word of God and the love of God working in a person's life, and the love of God working through the churches, the people in the church, touching lives. And that is, and the result is seeing Louise as she is growing and growing and growing, and which we thank the Lord for. A totally different woman, not the same woman that came over three years ago. No, not in the least. As I said, I've said before, she wouldn't even look at you, let alone speak to you, and stand at the front. You're joking. That's not going to happen, mate. But here we are. You can't keep her quiet in Bible study sometimes, can you? You have to tell her, Louise, just give somebody else a chance, will you? Praise the Lord. But that's great, and it's good. Anybody else got a word of testimony they want to share? Come on, Tabs.
Praise God. I'm still on the issue about the tongue, but this one for me is a verse that says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. You know, when you don't know that the tongue is the, what does the Bible say about the little rudder on the ship that controls everything? Yes. To me, you know, it's been such a revelation just being in fellowship in this place, because God has revealed so many things to me. Me and Rob always used to say that we don't hear God. We can't hear God. Why doesn't He speak to us? But you know, I've discovered that you can't be waiting for God to come down with a booming voice and talk to you. He speaks to me. He's always spoken to me. You know, because sometimes you feel this overwhelming edge inside you to do something, and you know that this must be God. And he has been revealing things to me, you know, through my lovely pastor's wife here. She's been sent by God, heavenly sent, to finally beat me with the words of wisdom. You know, to know, because I was the one who was perishing. I thought I knew God, but I didn't. I thought I had to use my own power and mind instead of letting God to run my life. But you know, I'm so grateful that God has brought divine people in my. They say that divine helpers on the way to help me to understand His ways, not to struggle. And this past week has been really good to me because God has been amazing. My daughter, she's the only daughter that I have, and she's my baby. She's 27, but she's still my baby because she's never going to be anything else other than my baby. We are trying to get her here, and she like Louise, believed before this week that she was nothing. You know, her confidence was zero. And this is somebody who went to school and she's got all the O-levels and she can speak English. But somewhere along the line, somebody told her that she can't speak English. And she started not to be able to speak English, believe it or not. She used to fail anything that she was supposed to do. And she will confess it with her mouth that, oh, I'm not good. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. You put her in a course and she's not able to do that. But this past week, she was supposed to go to the capital city in Harare, in Zimbabwe, and do an international English test to be able to go abroad. And I advised her, it came to my spirit to advise her to pray before she went for 3 days to be in prayer, you know, ask God to just get into her and deliver her from this tongue thing. And you know, the favor that God has been performing on her, people were falling all over themselves to help her. Amen. Yeah. She was supposed to book herself into a B&B, but somebody offered to let her stay in their house. Rent free, no nothing. I know, God is wonderful. He is good. Very good, my God is.
One, two. God. Pray name. Anybody else? Steve, just come and share what you were ready, weren't you?
We're going to say the Lord's Prayer in a few minutes, or rather deal with some of the issues in the Lord's Prayer. And it's Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And the next bit, thy kingdom come. And it's the word thy that's important there, because the word thy is singular. You could say your kingdom come. Well, that wouldn't be singular. That would be more than one, or it could be more than one. But it's designed, I think, to stress there is one God. One God. You know, who sent me? Who shall I say sent me? I am one God. Singular. One God. I wasn't going to come forward and say that, really. I was going to come forward and say something else. So, I'm going to have two goes. I've been reading Peter. And it's very interesting because you think of Peter as a rough diamond, uneducated, described as an uneducated Galilean. How can these things be? They must be drunk to be able to speak in tongues like this. Aren't these men from Galilee and uneducated? And then he wrote this. But we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I love this bit. It means a special people. And we should show forth the praise of him who hath called us out of darkness into his most marvelous light. And this guy is the guy who said, oh, I had enough, I'm going fishing. Oh, I'm going to go back and fish. And the Lord said to him, have you caught any fish? Jesus was just somebody standing on the shoreline. And Peter, I don't think he quite recognized that it was Jesus in the first place. But Jesus said to him, cast your nets. And he did, and they caught a boatload of fish. You know, it was wonderful. So much so that they had to have their friends come and help them bring their fish. So he wasn't a simple Galilean. He wasn't a simple fisherman. He was part of, as we are, part of a royal priesthood.
Yeah, praise the Lord. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, and we belong to God. Hallelujah. That's who you are. You know, as you were saying about what people confess over you, I remember many years ago, has to be, isn't it? I was a teenager, and in the job that I was training, they had me on a course that didn't fit the job, but I refused to lower my academic standards to come down to the job standards. And it turned out that somebody said, oh, well, he'll not pass his exams this year, so he'll have to come down. Well, when I heard that, I'd not long been a Christian, so when I heard that, I sort of like dug in and thought, really? We'll see about that. And I didn't know much about the Word of God, but you know, there was something in me that said, you're not coming down. And I got stuck in, and I carried on. And the Lord was with me. But you know, we've got to press in. We've got to be tenacious for God. You know, when there's a challenge, when there's a hardship, when there's something in front of us, we have to push through. Victory is just on the other side. Breakthrough is just on the other side. And it's tremendous when you realize that God is at work and he's about to do something great and mighty. And you and I at the moment just don't know what it is. But we stand on the Word of God and we stand on his promises and we stand and say, Lord, you have never let me down. You, Lord, have never failed me. I have failed you, Lord. But you have never failed me. And we need to remind ourselves that it's not what you've done. It's all about what Jesus has done. And it is through Jesus that we can enter into the presence of God. And the blessings of God are coming down the line for you and for me. We have not because we ask not. And we need to start pressing in and asking. You know, we're about to have a change of Prime Minister. Might not be long before it results in maybe some form of election of some sort. But we need to be praying for this nation, that we get the right men and women in power. I really don't care what colour it is, but God needs to have the right people in place. And you know, as we've said in the Old Testament, even God used an ass. So, I mean, if we get an ass to the Prime Minister or whatever, you know, God can still use them. But God chooses, you know, and He puts in authority. And our responsibility is to pray for those who are in authority, that somehow they will hear God and that God will move them. You know, when you look at the kings during the time of Daniel and Nehemiah, and you know, Jerusalem was in a mess and Nehemiah wanted to go and sort it out. And God gave him favor with his master, the king. And the king provided all the material, all the finance to go and rebuild the walls. Wow. But he was a heathen. Yeah, that's okay. Take the wealth of the wicked and use it for the kingdom of God. Amen. Yeah, and this is where we come into the Lord's Prayer, as Steve's been saying, thy kingdom. Not my kingdom, not your kingdom, but his kingdom. His will. Lord, I'd like you to do it this way. Ever said that? Ever come up with a plan and said, God bless it? Eh? Yeah, bless it, Lord, you know. I've sorted this plan out, like, you know. And here we are, telling the creator of the universe how to fix our situation. I don't know if you've seen the latest photographs, you know, how they're reaching out into the universe area and saying, you know, we're getting the answer towards, you know, how it all happened, the first day. Right, really? Right. They're looking for the Creator. And He's here right now. Hallelujah. Jesus came. And so we can look at the Lord's Prayer, and it starts off and it says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And the thing that we do is that first of all, what we should do is when we enter into the presence of God, when we come before God, is we should begin to worship Him. Give Him thanks. Don't just treat Him like a supermarket. And just coming in and just getting what you want and then running to the cash till and, you know, whipping it over the cash till. Beep, 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 beep. And then putting your credit card in, you know, JESUS, your PIN number, and then dashing out. Because that's what a lot of people do. And so we need to realize that we can come before Him and we begin to worship Him for who He is. He's that awesome God, that all-powerful God that created all things for His pleasure. He created all things for you and for me that we might enjoy, and He put us in charge. Take responsibility. Begin to be in charge. And so we begin to just worship Him for who He is. And we worship Him that God has made you righteous. Hallelujah. You didn't do it. He did it. We can look and then it go, and then there's another one where God has actually sanctified you. You know, the priesthood had to sanctify themselves. They had to go through ritual washings and derobing and wearing certain garments before they could come into the presence of God. They had to sanctify themselves. Well, hallelujah, the Lord has sanctified us through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. He's dealt with your sin and my sin issues. Praise His wonderful name. He knows we're not perfect. But you know what He said to Peter? He said, Peter, I'm praying for you. And when you have been restored, strengthen your brethren. So guess what? Jesus is praying for you right now. No matter where you are, no matter what situation, if you think you've failed in some way, guess what? Jesus is there. He's praying for you. He's lifting your name up before the Father. You're being sanctified. You're being made righteous through that precious blood of the Lord Jesus, his death and resurrection. And you know, for your spirit, you can begin to worship him and thank him, Lord, you've given me a spirit of peace. Because it is your peace and your spirit rests in me and just flows through me. And that, Lord, every time I feel alone, he's the God who's there. Every time I'm feeling on my own, every time I feel lonely, every time I feel like maybe nobody's listening, heaven's like brass. But you know, it's Jehovah Shammah. God is there. He's always there. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Lo, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." Wow. You know, Jonah, he was in the belly of the fish. Deep down in the water. What did he do? He cried out to God. And God was there. Because he answered him. And the fish, it says, vomited him out. You know, there he was, you know, first projectile missionary. Out onto the beach. His clothes were as white as white. His skin was as white as white. His hair was as white as white. All the acid in the stomach of that whale just bleached this guy white. He went in one colour, he came out another. And you know, that actually fulfilled a prophecy of 400 years before that had been given to that city that would be a man who will be all pure white and shining. And he would bring a message. And if they didn't respond to that message, they would be destroyed. And that time while he walked through Nineveh and preached the gospel, preached the word of deliverance and repentance, and they turned to God, as we all know. And Jonah says, "Oh, I knew you'd do that. I knew you weren't going to destroy him. Why not, you know?" Some of us would do that, wouldn't we? "I thought you were going to destroy him, God. You know, that's the only reason I went, because I wanted you to see you destroy him." But you see, he's a merciful God. And they repented, because he was the fulfillment of a prophecy in Nineveh's history from 400 years before it happened. God has a plan. God has a plan. And you know, tonight we need to be praying for David. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah our healer. We are the healed in Christ Jesus. That name above every name ministers into us, brings soundness and wholeness through the wonderful name of Jesus. And Jehovah Jireh, God is my provider. And his provision shall be seen. Promised Grace and I a building. It's here. The provision is seen. The future promises are going to be seen. Because God is faithful to his word. And we have to stand and, like Louise was saying earlier, the tongue. It's only a little member. Most of us can't control it. We suddenly, all of a sudden, we go on and we say something. And think, "Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't mean to say that, but it just came out, you know. Oh, Lord, forgive me." You know, you're there, you're asking the Lord to forgive you. I've done it so many times. And you're thinking, "Oh, Lord, you know. I was a bit more fiery than what I am now. I've calmed down, I'm telling." Somewhat, just a little bit. But you know, the Lord's there for us. And he's working on our behalf all the time. And then there's our security. We're secure in Christ Jesus. Jehovah Nissi, he's our banner. You know, when the Romans went into battle, when people went into battle, they had their their banners waving. And that was to show you where they were and to follow that so that you went in the right direction. You pushed through together and it kept people together, that banner. And he's our banner. And we follow him, not the world. We follow him and not what other people are saying. We follow the book, not what other people are trying to convince us of. We follow the word of God because that is our banner. That is our life supply. That is what brings us our security. We are secure in Christ Jesus because of this word. And then also, Jehovah Rohi, he is my shepherd. And then it brings us to Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? He's my shepherd too. He says he leads us. He don't drive us. He leads us. And we learn to follow him. And like you were saying, you know, we sometimes try and make him follow us instead of we follow him. He knows everything. And so as we press in and we just push through and follow him and we allow the Lord Jesus. So just for a few minutes, and it'd be good if you just pray out loud. It really is, because it's powerful. Our words are pushing back principalities and powers. You know, when we had problems with drug addiction outside here, I began to speak out loud and declare, Lord, change or move, change or move, change or move. And I began to declare, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. And within a few days, the change was forthcoming. And it has changed, and we thank God for that. And there are many other things that we need to be praying into as we move forward together in God. So let's first of all just worship the Lord. Worship the Lord for his goodness, his righteousness, the fact that he's sanctified us, the fact that he's our God of peace, the fact that he's always there for us, the fact that he heals us, and the fact that his provision will be seen no matter what the circumstances are. You know, we, Grace and I, have been in situations, maybe some of it's been our own fault, when we needed some divine provision. And God turns up, sends something somehow along, and we find God moving in a special way. I've known God to be my healer. And he's my security. You know, as we prepare to travel out to Africa, when you read on the internet, it's telling us, oh, it's dangerous, you need to be careful, don't do this, don't do that, and even sort of recommending, don't really go unless you have to. I have a peace. And I'm trusting him. I'm trusting him. And so we're trusting the Lord in this, and that we trust in the Lord will lead us and direct us. We've been told we're going to go to an orphanage that has some 60 children from the age of 1 to 5. And then we're going to... What was the other one? Forgot what the other place was. They're taking us to, a school. Oh, we're going to find the River Nile as well. I've seen River Nile in its full flow, but the source of the Nile, isn't it? The southern source. I think there's a school that they're taking us to as well that a church runs, and just showing us the area and the needs and that are there. So again, just pray with us as we travel, starting from the 10th of August, and that Lord will make open every way and make it clear for us that we'll know his hand of protection. So, and there's David to pray for that healing as well. So let's pray. Let's just, you know, if you want to walk around, feel free to walk around. If you want to lay down, lay down, but don't lay down in where somebody will stand on you. Okay. And just whatever you want to do, and just begin to just worship the Lord. And let's just worship God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let's just worship his name for who he is and for the meanings of his wonderful names to you and to me as individuals. Praise his wonderful name. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. We just worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're the God who sets us free from sin. We just worship you for that, Lord. You're our righteousness. Lord, you've sanctified us. And we just give you praise. Hallelujah. We just magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you've saved me. Thank you, Lord, you've set me free every day. Thank you, Lord, you're doing a work. Praise your name. Hallelujah. We just magnify you, Jesus. We just bless your name. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you just clothe us in righteousness. You cover us with your righteousness, Father. Lord, you have made us righteous in your very presence, oh, God. Oh, we just give you praise. We magnify you, Lord. For, Lord, without you, we, Lord, would be standing in filthy rags. Lord God, but Lord, you have set us free. You're bringing us into your presence, sanctified and holy. Oh, Lord, we just come before you and just declare, Father, that you are a holy God. You are a holy God, O Lord, and we just praise you. We magnify your name. We give you praise, O Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're the God of peace, Lord, that you reach out to us. And Lord, bring your peace, Lord, that there you are for every situation and every circumstance, O God. You stand by us. Lord, you send help, Lord. You send helpers to minister to us, Lord. Ministering spirits sent to minister to us, Lord. When we just praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness in even the small things, Lord, as you minister to us and bless us, Father. We just praise you. We praise you, O God. Lord, I pray, Lord, even this night, Lord, for those that may, Lord, be struggling and may not have peace at this time. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would minister peace into their hearts and into their lives, and that they would know a peace. And that, Lord, they would know that you are right there by their side, O God, just ministering to them. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you're the God of peace. And we just praise you for that. We magnify your name. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that, Lord, you're the Jehovah that heals. We just praise you, Jehovah Rapha, Lord, the God that heals. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you healed all that were sick when they came out of the trials and tribulations from the pharaohs of Egypt. Lord, you delivered your people, and your Lord, it says, Lord, not one of them was sick. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray, Lord, that we know, Lord, that the same power has not diminished in you, O God. That same ability has not waned in you, O God. But Lord, it is still there. And we pray, O God, right now with for each and every one of us, that Lord, you would minister healing and strength into our mortal bodies, O God. That Lord, we would not act physically the age that we are, Lord, but Lord, you would rejuvenate, Lord. You would just cause us to be like rejuvenated like wings of eagles, Lord, that we should rise up on. And Father, we lift David before you right now. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bring him before you. And Father, I speak into that situation, Lord, into, Lord, where he's bleeding right now. And Father, we command, Lord, that he will be sealed and that he will be healed in Jesus' name, Lord, and that, Lord, his body will be touched, and this would no longer reoccur. But, Lord, this will be a finished work, Lord, because on the cross you said, it is finished. And, Lord, we declare a finished work in the name of Jesus. Lord, for any, Lord, that are sick, Lord, that need a touch of you, O God. For my own father, I pray, O God, that you'd minister to him. And Father, when his time is ready, Lord, he will go to you in strength
and in victory. Not in weakness and frailty, O God, but in strength and in victory, Father, I pray that your name, O God, shall be glorified. In that mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh. Lord, you have provided for us so many times. Lord, it is just too numerous to mention. It's just we cannot remember them all. But Lord, we thank you for your provision. And we thank you, Lord, that even in the future, Lord, you will continue to provide for us, O God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that Lord, our faith, Lord, would arise and our enemy will be scattered. That Lord, we would rise up in faith and we would declare that my God shall provide all my needs according to your riches. Thy riches in glory, O God, not somebody else's, but yours, O God, in glory. And you will supply to each and every one of us that we have need of, Father. And Lord, we will honor you. We will bless you, Father. I pray, Lord, for, Lord, the children of the parents in this congregation, O God, that, Lord, you will grant them success and that these children, O God, would know and would honor you for your success through and in their lives, Father. That, Lord, there will be children, Lord, that will be honoring you, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, for even all the parents, Father, you will give them great success, Lord. You will cause them to be, Father, a shining example to others outside that will be amazed, Lord, how you've used them and how you've met needs and how you've supplied in every work and every way, O God. We thank you, Father, for this. And we thank you, Lord, that you surround us. You cover us, O God. Lord, you cover us with your wings. And Lord, you tell us to shelter underneath your wings. And Father, we shelter under your banner, Jehovah, my banner. We shelter under that banner of protection. Lord, we just come underneath that banner and we just thank you, Father, that you are there. You are there, O God. You're just covering over us. And Father, there's that shadow that comes over us and we know that we're safe. We know, Lord, that your eye is always upon me. You're watching over each and every one of us, O God. And Lord, we just thank you. What a name. What a name that is above every name, Jehovah. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you, Lord, are a shepherd to each and every one of us. And that, Lord, when we're in need, you are there for us. You're there reaching out to us. You're guiding us. You're leading us. You're taking us into rich green pastures. Hallelujah. And you're leading us beside those still waters. And Lord, you set before us a table, a banqueting table, Lord, in the presence of our enemies, O God. And we, Lord, will wine and dine in your presence, and we will rejoice in you, Father, and we will give you praise. Hallelujah. And Lord, it says, your word says, surely goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We just praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we thank you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And Father, your word says, Lord, with long life will you satisfy us. And Father, we are not satisfied yet, Lord. So Lord, we just ask, Lord, for longer life, Lord, to fulfill the promises, to fulfill the plans that, Lord, you have for us, O God. Give us the strength, give us the wisdom, give us the ability, give us the finance, give us all that we have need, Lord, that we might fulfill all that you have designed and prepared for us to walk in. And we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's just the first part of the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. And people say, I don't know what to pray. Well, it's the first part of the prayer. Wow, you know. You should be already powered up for the day. Glory to God. Pumping fire.
knowing that He's there in every circumstance and situation. His hand is over you. The devil might seek to cause you issues, but guess what? God's there to catch you. God's there to deal with you. That's God's there for His divine protection to be over you. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. Anybody want to lead us in Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done? Glory to God. Come on then.
The next part of the track is declaring the kingdom of God come and the will of God done. Firstly, in your own life, get yourself out the way, and then the life of your husband, your wife, your children and other family members. I go through the family and I just declare the kingdom of God come and the will of God done. And whatever is involved in that, God will do. And so it's just a wonderful way of, if I don't know what to pray, you know, when your kids that don't at the minute are not following God, well, declare the kingdom of God come and the will of God done in their lives. And His will is that they be brought into the kingdom. His will is that they know God personally, as you know God. And so when we pray God's kingdom into their lives, we're praying salvation, and we're sending out the angels, the ministering spirits, to direct their paths. And I pray for them that God will bring across their path people who will speak a word to them of the kingdom, and that, Lord, somebody that they will acknowledge. Because sometimes they won't listen to you. You're too close to them. But there is God has people out there that can just say the right thing at the right time, and they've got a connection. So God knows who to send across their path. And then it's good to pray for the church, to pray there for the pastor, for the leadership, for the faithfulness of the people, and for the harvest. God's promised us a great harvest, and we shall see it. I know it, and I praise God for that, and pray for the nation. A pretty important time. But I just thank God that He appoints leaders. He appoints prime ministers and kings. He puts them in. He does the job. He does the job of appointing governments. And so we can relax in that. But we can declare the kingdom of God come and the will of God done in our nation. And that the right people are put in the right places, and let God do the leading in that. So, and pray for our nation that, you know, there shall be an atmosphere created that's conducive to the gospel. So that a really good atmosphere for the proclamation and for the acceptance of the gospel. It needs a great turnaround, this nation. But it's not bigger than God. No way. His people have been called to prayer, that, Lord, the right spiritual leaders shall be appointed and placed in position. That we, you know, we have a good godly queen, and I don't think she's allowed to say a deal, but it will be good to have a really good, strong, godly Archbishop of Canterbury, you know, and some real strong leaders. And there are many churches who are succumbing to pressure to buckle and to conform with what people want, but that's not what God wants. So, you know, we need to speak into the atmosphere and declare God's kingdom come, God's will be done, and that we shall not compromise, but that we shall stand strong in Jesus' name for the things that God has declared in His word, that we shall stand true to the word of God. Amen. So let's start, Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done. Yourself, your mates, your children, your family members, the church, the nation. Not too many to remember. So don't forget, this is powerful. We need to speak it out. You can't, don't just sit there and think it. It's what you speak that is powerful. So let's proclaim it into the atmosphere. Amen.